This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19, in some cases as early as next month. The U.S. has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups as early as December 12th. That's 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. In the United States, healthcare workers would be among the first to receive the vaccine. A joint investigation by Kaiser Health News and British newspaper The Guardian found that nearly 1,400 frontline healthcare workers in the U.S. have apparently died of COVID-19. One-third of those victims were nurses. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters on Sunday that there is reason to be optimistic that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccinations could begin, in his words, right away. At the G20 summit this weekend, 20 of the world's richest nations' leaders vowed to work together to ensure that vaccines against COVID-19 will be made available to the most poor and vulnerable populations. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday that more than 58 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 1.3 million people have died of it. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases. It's followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with 6 million. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial Monday, accused of trying to bribe a judge and also of influence peddling. That's one of several criminal investigations that threatened to cast a pall over his decades-long political career. He has denied any wrongdoing in any of the cases against him. From Washington, this is VOA News.